Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Earlier this week, Jack Black received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How about that?
Yeah, like around 2,500 people have him, and now he's one of the lucky.
Good for him, man. During an interview, Jack shared a funny story about a time that he ran into Jack Nicholson at a Lakers game. And you guys know Jack Nicholson, right? Danny, Vicky?
Oh, I hope
they know Jack.
Yeah, we do. He was like in Anger Management, and he was in The Shining. All right. He's a part of a lot of memes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that Jack Black's slowly morphing into Jack Nicholson and just how they look.
Oh, wow. I'm seeing a picture you got on your screen. You're right, dude.
Right?
Whoa.
Like, if they ever need someone to play a young Jack Nicholson in a movie, or a middle-age-ish Jack, which is still young nowadays, Jack Black's the guy.
Yeah, he does. That picture looks really like Jack.
It used to be Christian Slater that had the Jack Nicholson look.
You're right.
Young Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Younger.
All right, so we'll get the young Christian Slater and the old Jack Black. We can do that. It's funny though, man. He said when he saw Jack Nicholson at the Lakers game, yeah, Jack actually insulted his legs.
One time I was at a game, a basketball game, a Los Angeles Laker game, and I saw Jack Nicholson there, and I said, "Hey, Jack." He said, "Hi, Jack. We both have the shortest, fattest legs in the industry." He said something like that. He was insulting me, but he was also insulting himself about both of our short, stumpy, fat legs. And I was touched and moved and also offended.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad that he said that to Jack Black.
Yeah.
Jack Black once did something like that to me.
What? Really?
It was hilarious, actually. But when he was in Tenacious D, or still is, but when Tenacious D was touring and they were in support of, it was a great tour. It was Tenacious D, Weezer, and Jimmy Eat World. And they were playing and they were in town. So Jack Black came into the studio to promote Tenacious D, and he comes in. First thing he says to me, looks me up and down and just goes, "You're the fattest skinny guy I've ever met." I was like, "Thanks."
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, man. Well, you know what? Then they definitely belong together.
Yeah,
if that's how they roll.
Yeah, suck it, Jack.
Makes you wonder, like when he met you, I wonder when it happened. If he realized this is the best way to do people is to insult them and not insult them.
I mean, he was just having fun. I wasn't like, "You son of a bitch!" But out of our studio. How dare you?
I wonder if he learned it from Jack Nicholson, because it probably is funny to have Jack go, "You know what we have in common?" Yeah. You know, and then you sit, like you said, you go, "Well, that's funny, but I think I just got insulted."
But he was 100% true. I had that was just when I was starting to gain a little weight, but I still, everything was skinny except for my stomach, and it was just starting to get bigger and bigger, and he just looks at me and goes, "You're very skinny, but you're starting to get fat."
There you go. Perfect.
It didn't really stop me.
No, it didn't. As a matter of fact, the rest of you caught up.
That's what I was trying to do. I was like, I'll prove him wrong.
I'll show
I'm
you.
I'm going to be the fattest guy you ever met.
Yeah, Jack, come in again. You'll see.
F off, Jack Black.
You know what? You won that battle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tenacious D is coming back, too.
Oh, really?
December 14th at the Moore Theater.
Nice.
Yeah, they announced a tour recently. That made me think about that.
I wonder where Jack's star is. See, because they keep adding and adding and adding.
They said it, they had it somewhere. I can't
remember
now.
And a lot of stars, if you've been to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and it's not just on Hollywood Boulevard, it goes down other streets and also not in some nice neighborhood parts.
That would suck if his is like by like a porta potty in an alley.
He's
It says he's the 2,645th person to receive the honor, and his star was placed next to the historic Stromberg clock on Hollywood Boulevard as an homage to his new film, The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder, do they dig up other ones? I mean, you figure they're going to run out of space at some point. I wonder what they do.
I mean, you just keep building out further. You just make the Walk of Fame go longer.
I guess.
Next thing you know, it's in Idaho.
Yeah. They say it's a historic clock. I mean, it makes it sound like, oh, he's got a real prime spot. But I figured all the prime spots were taken by now.
Yeah, I have no idea how that works. Jeez, yeah. He looks like Michael Moore.
Whoa. Yeah, in that picture he does. Wow.
Because he's got the big bushy beard and it's graying. That doesn't look like Jack Black at all.
No. You know what? I mean, that's a guy that really, I mean, I don't know what he's had to do for a dietary regime, but, you know, he almost looks a little bit, he looks like the guy that was in the Hunger Games that passed away. Hoffman, Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's got a little vibe of that in him, too.
Well, he jokingly said that I'm here to announce my retirement, and he says, I officially made it. I'm going to focus on diet and exercise.
That's awesome. Wow, it's funny.
He looks so much like Michael Moore.
Yeah, his hair is dark brown, but his beard is very gray, Santa style.
Vicky just gave a look on her face that no man ever wants to see when you walk into a bar.
I'm just picturing him like, I imagine, like, what if he was telling the truth and he's going to start working out and he becomes ripped or skinny or whatever? I don't think I would like that.
I'd be like Jonah Hill.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. I'm like, I like the pudge. Just be the weird pudgy guy. I love it.
I don't know, man. Jonah Hill, I didn't even recognize him. He's in that new show that starts today, Maniac, with him and Emma Stone.
So is he back to being ripped or like?
Well, he looks, I didn't even recognize him. I didn't know he was the star of that show. I had to do a double take. He's skinny. I don't know how ripped he is, but he's definitely skinny still.
Because I saw some pictures of him recently where it looked like he was in really good shape.
Yeah, I'm with you. I saw those too. I wouldn't be surprised if he's still in good shape, but with the picture, because they didn't show him shirtless, you know what I mean? He's not Mac from It's Always Sunny, so I don't know if he is, but I didn't recognize him. I was like, oh, who's in that show with Emma Stone? And everyone goes, that's Jonah. I'm like, oh, damn.
No, he looks great.
Yeah,
it's funny though. How much does that have to suck for someone like him? Does that get in your head where you're like, yeah, man, I got in shape, I've got muscles, I can walk around the streets of LA shirtless if I want, and then everywhere you go, everyone's like, I miss Fat Jonah.
I know. Yeah, there's Vicky going by. Why don't you put some weight on? I don't like you. I think he looks good, dude. I do. I think he's done good by himself. It's the one thing about, you know, being famous and being fat when you're young. You have time to sort it all out.
But people miss the Fat Jonah Hill.
Well,
that's got to be weird. That's got to have some kind of effect on you where people think that you haven't been as good of an actor because you're not fat anymore.
Yeah.
It's just random.
I was reading that Kevin Smith had to rewrite a lot of the script for Jay and Silent Bob, the new one they're doing, because they had to take out all the fat jokes.
Uh-huh.
Because he's not fat anymore. It doesn't make sense.
I haven't seen a picture of him because he always wears those bulky hockey shirts, so I really haven't seen a super skinny Kevin yet.
Oh, my gosh. He looks great.
Yeah.
Really?
He looks completely different.
Oh, I got it.
They've done some side-by-side. Even he's done some side-by-side. And it looks like it's like a half of him or even less.
Yeah, dude, that's nuts. Wow.
He looks amazing.
Yeah. Whoa. Man, oh, man, Kevin, good for you, buddy. Oh, yeah, look at that side. Remember, he couldn't sit in airplane seats.
That's right.
He had that whole airplane debacle. Now look at
him. Now you can fit two of them in an airplane seat.
Damn, dude. That's an amazing amount of weight he dropped. That's less than a year.
Eating healthier, doing yoga. It's crazy what this diet and exercise thing does for people.
I know, man. I should try it sometime.
I heard it's overrated.
Yeah?
Yeah. well, let's talk about food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Is it like National Cupcake Day or something cool?
Is it really?
No, sure, why not?
It's like all National Mini Golf Day.
Oh. All right. I got to tell you about this pilot's mistake that led to passengers bleeding from their noses and ears. You're going to tell me this story on a flyaway day for me?
Oh, perfect.
Jesus.
I think it's on the flight that you're taking, too.
Great. Steve's got the news for you. 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. The Rock of Seattle.
He's the best newscaster named Steve in this room. Right now, here's Steve Migs with the news.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Car Choice for giving us news and sports. It's a very special day. Happy birthday, Uncle Chris, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
That's right. It's his birthday today.
Yeah.
It's 1 year closer to death.
Wow. 1 year closer to death.
The band called, I think, Zuzu's Petals. That was their song.
Yeah.
It's very upbeat. I bet Uncle Chris liked that band.
They're probably
90s alt rock band.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like my parents are on the phone. They would like to wish Uncle Chris
really?
A happy birthday. Mom, Dad.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Uncle Chris. You guys are terrible.
Damn it. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, good time. They're insulted that you cut them off, Rhett. Oh,
sorry.
You guys are terrible at singing.
Wow, thanks, buddy.
Well, you guys jumped the gun. They didn't even say happy birthday to you before you were like, Uncle Chris.
You don't say happy birthday to you. You say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear, blah, blah. But I decided, you know, instead of dear Chris, I went Uncle Chris. So if you go
but
by
you started too early.
I'll have to listen back. I thought I was right on time.
Either it was you or the Rev. You guys failed Uncle Chris.
Yeah.
Sorry, Uncle Chris. I hope today gets better.
You know what? He still got love from your parents. They just didn't tell him.
Fair enough.
Oh, whoa. Dude, he got candy. Oh, you're going to share that.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
You're going to share that birthday, boy.
Hey, happy
Bust
birthday. You better give me your candy.
Yes.
Oh, it looks like your daughter gave him that candy.
Oh,
wait, isn't he like on a weight? Like, aren't you trying to like look after your weight? And she
does. It's his birthday, man. He gets to do what he wants.
He can't have a birthday. The guy's lost a skillion pounds. Give him a birthday.
I'm just making sure I'm looking out for his best interest.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, you of all, but you know, you have a treat from once in a while.
Say, doesn't that happen to be your favorite candy?
Which one is that?
Reese's?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Vicky.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Talk about diet shaming.
Damn.
I was just looking out for him.
Oh, sure you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are all trying to push bad stuff onto this poor man.
I think you are. You are really the guy. Jesus.
Hey, let's talk about that. You know, I hope, BJ, you have a flight like this today when you go visit your wife.
Don't wish me bad on flights.
Passengers on a flight, they were going from Mumbai to Jaipur.
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 Yeah.
Well, anyways, they had to turn the plane around because the airplane lost pressure. It was so bad that 30 of the 166 passengers on board started bleeding out of their ears and out of their noses.
Dude, that's not good.
No. Oxygen masks came down, but they said nobody was telling them how to do anything with this. It was just pure, just chaos on this plane. And the reason why, you have a couple of jobs, obviously, as an a pilot. But the pilot forgot to switch the maintain cabin pressure switch.
Oh, my God. And do we know what airline this was?
What airline you on today?
It's not Alaska. I don't think they have any flights going from Jaipur to Mumbai.
I think it's Mumbai United.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dear airline in India, no thank you.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. You got to make sure you switch the switch, man.
Yeah, you got to figure that out.
Or flip the switch.
I got a question, though.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean nobody taught them how to put the masks on? Every time you fly, they teach you that. They don't do that in this airline?
They're saying that nobody came up and said what to do.
You put it on the kid first, and then you put it on yourself.
That's not right. You put it on yourself and then you put it on the kid.
Oh yeah, you're right. Well, never mind. I guess I don't know how to do anything.
Happy birthday to you.
You're right. Well, my kid and I are dead. Sorry.
One of the passengers said, scores of passengers, including me, bleeding from the nose. No staff to help. No announcement on board to wear the oxygen mask. Passenger safety completely ignored.
Well, if they fall from the thing, what do you think they want you to do with them? Just have them like it was party hats?
Maybe they thought they just kind of fell down by accident.
Oh, man.
Well, anyways, let's move on to this teacher that's in a little bit of trouble, actually facing 21 counts of child endangerment. Her name's Chave Williams. She's 30 years old. She lives in Columbus. And apparently, she was having preschool kids fight, and she was recording it to put on Snapchat.
Are you serious?
Yes. And
how old is she?
She's 30.
Okay.
She says she was only filming it so that way that the parents could understand that the kids are all acting up and they're out of control. But here's the problem. If that's the case, why are you putting it on Snapchat while also putting boxing glove emojis on there and also writing words like knockout?
Oh, no. She did all that.
Oh, yes. And she's in trouble. Again, 21 counts of child endangerment. Each charge carries a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail.
This is not good for Snapchat because she got caught. And, you're supposed to be able to put all your weird videos on Snapchat and nobody sees them, right?
It's not bad for Snapchat if somebody screenshots it or screen video captures it. That's not Snapchat's fault.
No, but Snapchat was supposed to be where you could put all your stuff, and now if people are getting busted, we have to come up with a new chat. Steve, you got to come up with a new chat.
Dong chat.
Dong chat.
Coming soon
Dong
to
chat.
iOS.
Well, it gets right to the point there.
Yeah, right?
Sure does.
Why beat around the bush?
Yeah.
Although, beat around the bush chat's my other one that I'm working on.
Fight chat.
Danny, you're going to like this. There's a company called Uni, and they make home pizza ovens.
Ooh.
Wow.
And what they want to do is pay people up to $1,000 a day to create pizzas with their portable wood-fired ovens.
Oh, yes. I want this so bad.
Now, yeah, I don't know if you're going to make $1,000 because it's all based on pizza experience. Although you're very experienced in eating pizza, so maybe you'll get a good amount of money.
True.
How cool is that?
Danny, you should do this. Seriously. We should figure this out because Danny is, I think Danny would actually do this.
Austin. Here's the thing. If you do it, you have to have the pizza oven here, and you make us pizza breakfast every day.
All right.
Please.
Done.
All right. So what do we got to do to get this oven?
I'll go to Uni.
All right.
O-O-N-I. They're the maker of home pizza ovens.
Okay. Thanks for that in-depth report.
What do you want from me?
I want the pizza and I want the pizza oven is what I want.
Candidates can apply through October 14th with a 60-second video demonstrating their pizza prowess.
Do it, Danny.
Right. Wear your stupid pizza shirt that you work out in.
Danny, so
and
true.
And by stupid, I mean I love it.
All right. Yes. I'm signing up right now.
Danny, get this done. Really, you've got to submit your video, and I want to see your video before you submit it.
If you don't do it, you're a failure.
Unlike the Cleveland Browns, who finally won yesterday, boys.
Yeah.
Guys. I don't know about you guys. I was glued to my TV watching this game.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, no doubt about it. I mean, to be able to see him come in, that's to see what he can do.
This is the first time in 365 days, a few seasons, where the Cleveland Browns have actually won a game. And if you didn't notice it, they were down 14-0 at halftime. But prior to that, their quarterback got injured, and then they had to bring in their backup, their first-round draft pick, Baker Mayfield. Yeah, Tyrod Taylor went down with a head injury. Looks like it might be a concussion. Fans are chanting for Baker, of course. He comes in. He looks pretty good. But still, they're down at one point and 17-14. And he's able to make it happen at the end of the game. And then they end up winning. Here's how the final play sounded when they got an interception that just pretty much shut down the Jets.
On second down and 12, Darnold airs it out. Downfield pass is picked by Mitchell. Browns are going to win. Mayfield and the Browns get the win over the Jets.
It was great, man. The crowd was going nuts. I mean, you watch some of the footage of people in bars celebrating like they just won the Super Bowl. I mean, I know it's like just one win, but when you haven't won in forever, I can understand why these fans are losing their minds. Guys are taking their shirts off, going crazy. There was a possum on the loose in the stadium.
That's
awesome. They had a catch. People are getting free Bud Lights because they had that promotion if they win.
Oh, right.
It was a good time, man. There are a bunch of victory fridges at bars around Cleveland, so they automatically unlocked when the team won the game.
That, you know what? Seriously, man, that's a really cool story. Plus, I think Mayfield, didn't he catch a pass for a touchdown? There was a crazy trick play
I heard about. The Philadelphia special.
Yeah, so.
By Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, so, I mean, what a fun time for the Cleveland Browns, but here's the sad news.
What's up?
They have a better record than we do.
Oh, gosh, I saw people post that. We're only three games for them into the season. Seahawks are two games into the season.
Okay.
Here's also the thing. They could have, no different than the Seahawks. I mean, you want to go, Seahawks could be 2-0 if things went their way. But the Browns really could be 3-0 right now. Had a couple of weird things had not happened. They, of course, have a tie.
Yeah.
And this could be a good season for the Browns.
I know people are afraid.
Why?
I think they, what if they have a better season than us?
Then good for them.
I know, good for them, but that just would be like, really? This would be, why do we have
why
to be the
so
team?
Why so selfish? Why does that have to be all about you, man?
It's always about me.
Why can't you just enjoy a moment for the Browns and their fans, their long-suffering fans?
I got a Browns moment.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
You and the Rev.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts. And good, it is fun for them. Plus, the fridge is unlocked. They get the free beer.
I wish I was in a bar. Did I say 365? I meant to say 635 days. I don't know if I said 365.
You did say 365.
Yeah. Oh, I just got number dyslexic.
Yeah, you sure did. Either way, that's a lot of days without a win.
Yeah, it's nuts. And that must have been cool to be in a bar when all of a sudden the fridge unlocks.
Yeah, what a great idea. Seriously, that's an awesome promotion.
Mariners are playing tonight. They're in Texas.
Yeah, they didn't lose last night.
They didn't lose last night because they didn't play.
Well, yeah.
But they're now three games away from being eliminated.
And that's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks because, they have 84 wins. They quite possibly could finish the season with 90 wins. And
they'd be in the running for some of these other divisions.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy when you look at it. They have a very, compared to all the other teams, they have a great record. It's just they're in the worst possible division to have that kind of a record.
Yeah, and the worst possible league, too, with, you know, the Yankees and the A's. I mean, if they were in the National League, they would be had it. It'd be a whole different story.
Seahawks, of course, they got their big home opener. They're going to be taking on Dallas this Sunday.
Yeah.
Watch that game on Fox if you don't have tickets, and the game's at 1 o'clock or 1:25. Sounders play Sunday as well against the L.A. Galaxy. That game's at 4 p.m. Huskies at home tomorrow, 7:30, taking on Arizona State. Cougs tonight versus USC, and they're in USC for that one. That's at 7:30. As far as weather, 71 degrees and cloudy, and thank you, McDonald's.
All right, well, we got to get the good mojo going, of course, and, you know, the Blue Friday rally's happening today, 10 o'clock, Westlake Center. You got the Blue Thunder drumline. Blitz is going to be there, Seagal's cheerleaders. So it starts at 10, Westlake Park, which is at 4th Avenue Pine, downtown. Big rally.
Finally met Blitz last week.
Oh, really? You had never met Blitz?
No, I've met Boom. I met Boom at the Super Bowl. That was cool. But I've never met Blitz, and Blitz was here at our station, but he was in our building.
Oh, so what'd you guys talk about?
I'd said hi.
Yeah.
I totally went fanboy on him.
Oh, did he give you a high wing?
Yeah, he gave me a high five or a high wing. You're right.
Yeah.
It was great, though. I mean, it was me and Ted. We were about to go to lunch, and all of a sudden, as we're leaving, and Ted's he's a bigger mascot fan than I am.
That's what I was thinking. Ted he's got a fetish almost for mascots.
So we heard rumors that Blitz was going to be at the building for a Seahawk rally last Wednesday. And so we're like, we got to go try and find him. And sure as that, we come out of the elevator. We're about to walk up the steps to go in that common area where we think he might be. He's coming down the stairs.
Oh, the Ted Smith. Was he getting sweaty?
Oh, I don't even know, because I pulled out my phone. I'm like, Blitz, picture. I started yelling like it was Will Ferrell when an elf, when he sees Santa.
Yes.
I'm like, Blitz! And so we get the picture with him. We're thinking this is the greatest day ever. We're walking, like, you know, like on the clouds, man. We're like, this is awesome. We met Blitz. We got a picture with him. And we see the Rev comes out of the elevator. And we're like, Rev, Blitz is here. Rev just looks and goes, cool, and then just keeps walking.
Yeah, Rev is miserable, dude.
You guys were so stoked, I actually felt a little bad by the fact that I didn't give two craps.
Yeah, you really rain on so many parades.
Well, I was just like, cool, it's a guy in a costume.
Can't you share other people's enthusiasm? I mean, just every time somebody has something exciting and you go, I don't think that's exciting, think about how happy you are about your house and then react from that place.
Okay. I pretended to like your stupid glove for Thanos.
Yeah.
Thanos, and you love this glove.
No, he really doesn't.
Everyone loves the glove.
Yeah, Jesus. See, that's the thing. Yeah, think Thanos anytime you want to be faking your enthusiasm.
See, I'm not going to be doing that when you call him Thanos. It's Thanos.
Yes,
you jerk.
There he is. There's Blitz, Steve, and Ted.
Yep.
Look at Ted, man.
Yeah, look how happy they look.
Ted looks, I mean,
like,
Steve,
so stoked.
Ted really looks like a little kid. Two of you both look like you're about 10.
Then
just so happy to be next to Blitz.
We put it on Twitter, and Blitz commented, because, you know, Blitz doesn't talk. He's a mascot.
But so he does a lot of tweeting.
But he does tweet.
Because he's a bird. See, that's what
Yes.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. My work is done here.
And he gave Ted a compliment on his Pearl Jam hat that he was wearing.
Oh, really?
And so now Ted and I are texting in the middle of the night. Dude, Blitz commented on your hat. He's like, I know. That was awesome. I'm like, how old are we?
Yeah, really. You two are just geniuses. I love it, man.
Well, good for you. Rev only gets excited for My Little Pony.
Yeah, true.
Hey, if it was a Pinkie Pie, I would have gotten a picture with him.
See, yeah. So just that.
I would have been happy for you.
Yeah, see, Steve would have been happy for you.
I was happy for you,
but
I'm just not going to show excitement about it.
No,
there was happiness on the inside.
Well, I think Chris was there too, right?
Yeah.
Was Rev, did he seem at all? He was just like, cool.
I know the Rev looked.
He big timed us.
Yeah, he's just always like that miserable guy.
And Blitz was legit, what, like 20 feet away from you?
Oh, yeah, he was very, very close.
And even I'd be happy. Even me, who, you know, it's tough to make me happy, but if I see Blitz, how do you not go back to your, like, your little kid self, you know, like, as far as if I saw the Mariner Moose, anybody, even if I saw Squatch, even though he's not doing much these days, I don't know, is he in the gutter somewhere? Where is poor Squatch?
Oh, no.
Yeah. He went to Oklahoma with them, unfortunately.
No, he better not be.
He became a different mascot, but I think it's the same dude.
Okay, well, the dude, but Squatch still lives on somewhere in spirit.
I could be wrong, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, I don't care about the guy in there. I care about the costume.
That's right. A cool bird?
Yeah. Oh, cool bird, yeah.
The T-Birds starting up tonight.
That's right, yeah.
Home opener.
Hockey's back, people.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know who they're taking on, but a team that's got a hockey stick. I know that. That's all I know, Steve.
Well, if that's the Rev, I'm sure he's excited about it.
You excited about the T-Birds coming back?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's nice.
I'm Bobby Big Time.
Bobby Big Time. Well, let's see. Yesterday, do you know who they're taking on, Steve?
No. What is it tonight? Tonight, the
22nd? 21st?
21st.
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 Yeah.
Home opener. Oh, it's tomorrow, actually, versus the Portland Winterhawks.
There we go. Yep, all right. Tomorrow. With that, Pacific Northwest rivalry right there. All right, yesterday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
What is Ethiopia's main commercial crop?
I don't know. Hair?
No.
Hair? Yes.
Vegetables?
No.
Weed?
No.
Actually, we checked, Steve. It's Ethiopian hair. Big, big crop for them.
And weed.
Yeah. Coffee was the answer we were looking for. You want a shot at beating Steve? 206-421-ROCK. Yes. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.